Hello and welcome to today's daily card reading. So today I'm reading again from the Tattoo Tarot deck and I have the Wheel of Fortune reversed. The reason being is because there is going to be a new moon on the 8th of April and it's also going to be a solar eclipse. So we've just had one and now we've got another one coming, which is why maybe you're feeling a bit unhinged. Same as me. So where you have the full moon, the Wheel of Fortune reversed, it would say that when this card appears reversed, it can indicate that you are pushing against the natural flow of the universe or unwilling to accept changes, trying to force a phase that may backfire and will keep you from growing towards the best version of yourself. This card reversal may indicate that your luck could be taking a turn for the worse. If this is the case, know that it's only temporary. Very true. Because if we push too hard, then we find ourselves pushing ourselves away from what we actually want. It's not a time for big decisions. It's not a time for making any strategic major plans. It's more of a planning time for the rest of... like the rest of the year or the next few months, but without taking any action, just to see where you land. Because when we become a little bit discombobulated, or we may potentially make mistakes or not have all the information required in all of us in order to make a complete congruent yes or no. Now, having said that, you may have already planned something previously, which is coming into fruition now, which might leave you feeling quite doubtful. Do not worry about these doubts, okay? Because they are only temporary. It's just the phases of the moon and not just the moon, the energies that are surrounding things at the moment that will make you second guess yourself or doubt yourself. So basically, you need to take a pause, not a reset, more of a change of perspective, so you keep that enthusiasm going. So rather than looking at something negative, look at it like, oh, maybe if I looked at it from this angle, but then that might work. Maybe this might work. Planning rather than making any decisions. Once you've looked at all of these things, still think about it for a little while, and this might be quite a lot of time to take if you've got an upcoming massive decision to make, in which case you're going to need to really trust in your instincts and trust yourself, or flip a coin or something, or get one of those pendulum readings but do it yourself and don't ask others for any kind of help or advice, because they may be experiencing a bit of a fluctuation in their own energy, so that maybe they can't make the right decision. So you're going to have to rely on yourself quite a lot over the next couple of weeks, because it is going to be quite a big change and quite a big, well, emotionally, physically, mentally, and all of those vibrationally. So you need to find something to keep you sort of going. So planning ahead and keeping your goals set and keeping your mindset in check is a good thing. And try not to often dip into negative realities that don't actually exist. Yeah, I'll be back tomorrow with another card. Bye.